Seest thou a man wise in his own conceit? There is more hope of a fool than of him. And again, fervent lips and a wicked heart are like an earthen vessel overlaid with silver dross. Proverbs 26:12 and verse 23. Foolishness. There is so much of it to go around. The Apostle Paul said concerning those who became vain in their reasonings and their senseless heart was darkened, Romans 1:21, professing themselves to be wise, they became fools, Romans 1:22. There are so many areas of life where an individual can exercise foolishness. One, the foolish despise wisdom and instruction, Proverbs 1:7. Two, every wise woman buildeth her house, but the foolish plucketh it down with her own hands, Proverbs 14:1. Three, the lips of the wise disperse knowledge, but the heart of the foolish doeth not so, Proverbs 15:7. There may be areas of life where foolishness has but temporal consequences. However, there is a foolishness that has eternal consequences. One, the fool hath said in his heart, there is no God. They are corrupt. They have done abominable works. Psalm 14:1. This is not so much verbalizing there is no God as what is seen in one's lifestyle. This concept was stated by David saying, the transgression of the wicked saith with my heart, there is no fear of God before his eyes. For he flattereth himself in his own eyes, that his iniquity will not be found out and be hated. The words of his mouth are iniquity and deceit. He hath ceased to be wise and to do good. He deviseth iniquity upon his bed. He setteth himself in a way that is not good. He abhorreth not evil. Psalm 36:1-4. If a man really believes that there is a God who will bring man into an account for the deeds done in the body, that man would not do the evil which he devises. 2. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that disbelieveth shall be condemned. Mark 16:16. Neighbor, whether you refuse to obey the Lord because you believe you are just as good as the next guy, or you don't think God will forgive you, or you just don't think you can make it, the reality is, if you have not obeyed the gospel, it's because you don't want to. And, as Jesus said, for except ye believe that I am, ye shall die in your sins. John 8:24. Whatever excuse you want that keeps you from turning unto God from idols to serve a living and true God, 1 Thessalonians 1:9, the devil will be more than happy to oblige you with one. Thank you for joining us for Daily Bread. This is Ross Triplett, encouraging you to remember the words of Solomon, saying, a scoffer seeketh wisdom, and findeth it not. But knowledge is easy unto him that hath understanding. Go into the presence of a foolish man, and thou shalt not perceive in him the lips of knowledge. The wisdom of the prudent is to understand his way. But the folly of fools is deceit. Proverbs 14:6-8.